This is Peggy Van de Plage. I'm the author of Paris Mushrooms and Me, which is a book on microdosing and personal transformation. And today I want to talk to you about the best book to uplevel your life. So most of us, we are really passionate about fulfilling our potential in every aspect of our lives: love, career, finance, health, you name it. And you know, if you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, self-actualization is actually the highest level of psychological development. So it's really after all the bodily and ego needs have been satisfied. How many of us, however, will really be happy, I would say, at the end of our lives with what we have achieved? And you know, for me, I really feel that, you know, I'm not very satisfied with where I am. And if I was to meet an untimely demise, as they say, I would not be that delighted by my life. So this is where the book I really love, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, come in. So I read that book a few years ago, and I recommended it to plenty of my friends who loved it as well. And I have the audiobook, I have a paper edition, and I listen to it every year to remind myself to keep a keen eye on my upper limit and my zone of genius. So what is the upper limit, and why is it a problem for us? So in the book, in The Big Leap, the author Gay Hendricks develop you know, this premise, which is we all have an unconscious maximum level of happiness we allow ourselves to feel. Let me repeat that. We all have an unconscious maximum level of happiness that we allow ourselves to feel. So it means that, you know, we all have an internal thermostat for our level of success, our level of love, our level of creativity. And that thermostat stops at some point. So maybe your thermostat's maximum will be 300 for love, 350 for success, 275 for creativity. Someone else might be higher for love, lower for success, etc. So someone like Elon Musk maybe have a success thermostat that reach 1200. I don't know. The numbers are for illustrative purpose only, but you understand what I mean. So if someone's thermostat is, you know, a very small 120, for example, for success, they will struggle to go for any career's goals that are perceived to be above this upper limit of 120. And if by sheer willpower or luck, it happens sometimes as well, they are able to reach, let's say, 150 with a new career high, they will likely feel very uncomfortable. So uncomfortable that they are going to unconsciously sabotage themselves to go back to the level they deem their level, the 120. So when we exceed our inner thermostat setting, we will likely self-sabotage ourselves, causing us to drop back into the old familiar zone where we feel secure. And you know, I can really say that I have lived through that loop over and over again in my professional life. So not only through the first step of setting my career sight way below my vulnerability, but also through the second step of self-sabotaging myself every time I had been able to achieve more than my perceived value. And you know what? The worst part is that I could absolutely not see the pattern. I could always find an external reason justifying whether I should set my sights low. So whether I need to have more Canadian experience, my English needs to be better, no one is hiring during a recession, the great promotions and great jobs are going to the CEO's protege. So I could always find a reason. And same thing, I could always find a reason why I should sabotage myself. So leave or not pursue opportunities. Not the right culture for me, I don't get along with my boss, my coworkers are backstabbing me, and so on. So I was totally oblivious to the fact that I had an upper limit problem. And the world is really full of highly successful people who have had that unconscious urge to sabotage themselves when they reach their next level of success. So, in the book, in The Big Leap, the author mentions Bill Clinton, Boris Becker, Christian Bale. I think, an example that is fresh in everyone's mind is Will Smith. Winning his first Oscar and banning himself from the Academy in the course of the same event. So I think that's a great example of what the upper limit is. So now that we have established that the upper limit problem is real, even if unconscious, what can we do about it? So again, in the book, in The Big Leap, Gay Hendricks suggests that to raise our upper limit and access what he calls our zone of genius, this set of activities that we are really uniquely suited to do. So we need to dismantle the foundational unconscious beliefs that set this upper limit in the first place. So he thinks that four hidden barriers are behind this foundation and need to be dissolved. So the first one is feeling fundamentally flawed. The second is disloyalty and abandonment. The third is believing that more success brings a bigger burden. And the fourth is the crime of outshining. So I think to some degrees, we all have been prey to these beliefs that have usually been programmed, in our childhood. So from believing that others won't love and accept us if we shine too bright, and that we have to follow our kin's behaviors, to feeling not good enough, that's a big classic, and that we are both a burden and a celebration for the world. So usually one or two of these beliefs are more prevalent, but the four of them are present in each other. So how do you detect and dismantle this flawed belief? So awareness is the main tool that will help us to bring to light the flawed beliefs that are at play in our lives. In his book, the author mentions several behaviors that signal that we are upper limiting ourselves. So you should be on the lookout for them. So worrying. Number two, criticism and blame. Number three, deflecting. So for example, it could be a brushing off compliments, for example. The fourth, squabbling. And the fifth, getting sick and getting hurt. So personally, I really, really used to relate very much to the top three: worrying, criticism and blame, and deflecting. Thankfully, I've been able to release some of that over the years. So it's getting better. And microdosing psilocybin has really helped me in that regard, not only by increasing my awareness, so I can detect this unhelpful behavior, but also by increasing and deepening the number of are moments related to limiting belief and self-sabotaging behavior. So it's when it comes to dismantling the limiting belief that keep us operating at a lower level than our zone of genius, the author uses tools such as journaling and positive affirmation. So I have to say that I love journaling. I think that is extremely helpful. And, for me, again, combined with psilocybin, I find it's a very powerful tool. And I love to write, so that's very good for me. When it comes to positive affirmation, I find this is a double-edged sword. At least it is for me. It's a bit like, okay, the statements I'm making are too far away from my limiting belief. My unconscious is fighting back and really, I would say, rooting this belief even deeper. So that's definitely not helping. So the positive affirmation, I think it works if you're not too far from the limiting belief. If you have an extremely deep scarcity mindset and you're affirming that, oh, you are rich, you are so comfortable with money and you're making millions, I think this is too far and it's not gonna help you. And I will detail in subsequent editions the tools that have been very useful to me in getting closer, to my zone of genius. Tapping meditations, Sedona release, hypnosis, guided meditations, all these tools really help me. And I would say tapping, especially, it can really quickly and easily get me off the ledge. When I get worked up, it happens way less now that I get worked up, thanks to microdosing, but it still happens sometimes nonetheless. So I really have found that the combination of these different modalities with my psilocybin microdosing regimen has really, really increased the depth and velocity of the result. So it has been my own DIY self-transformation program. So I can't recommend you enough to explore your own upper limit and what limiting belief lay behind them. You only live once. You rather remove everything that is blocking you to be successful. And that book, The Big Leap, is a great place to start. Thank you so much for being with me today, and I hope it has been helpful. Please don't hesitate to share your comments. I'm always excited to hear about your thoughts. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.